It took a near complete meltdown of the nation's financial system, but Congress has finally passed tax relief legislation for plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case. The $700 billion Wall Street bailout bill signed by President Bush last week was sweetened with deals for lawmakers across the nation after it initially failed in the U.S. House. One of those sweeteners was Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski's legislation to provide a tax break for fishermen and others who will receive punitive damages from Exxon.
Waiting 18 or 19 years to get your settlement from Exxon is tough enough. But then when you finally receive the settlement check, to then have to literally turn a good portion of that over to Uncle Sam just seemed like adding insult to injury.
Murkowski says the bailout bill was a tough one for her to vote for, but the financial crisis and the EVOS legislation certainly made it easier.
Knowing that the tax extender package, which contained the EVOS amendment in it, knowing that it was all kind of rolled together, perhaps made it easier to say, okay, we need to sign on to this rescue package.
Frank Mullen is a plaintiff and financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services in Homer. He also serves on the board of United Cook Inlet Drift Association and spearheaded the group's lobbying for the tax break.
You know, one of the provisions provides for income averaging, which allows Exxon plaintiffs to treat their award as income for fishing purposes over a three-year period. The other part of it that's really beneficial and wonderful is that fishermen can contribute up to $100,000 of their award to an IRA. And last but not least, the requirement for paying self-employment tax is eliminated from the settlement. So those three things are a huge benefit to fishermen who were greatly disappointed in June of this year when the Supreme Court reduced the award by about 80%.
The legislation passed just in time for plaintiffs, some of whom are expecting their first payments this month.